banknotes and the United Kingdom, Wall Street has a week and a strike that could spell more trouble for the U.S. economy. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 9th day of September. Thanks so very much for being with us again today. In other news, more economists are now saying that inflation is cooling and cooling quickly. There's new data out, and Americans have lost a ton of wealth this past year. Gun sales have slumped. The demand, it just doesn't seem to be there anymore. We've got the Wall Street Report, and King Charles III offers up his first televised address to the world. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've made the decision to listen in. We're thankful. Oh, by the way, want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there have been social media questions about the currency of the United Kingdom. After all, each banknote and coin carries the image of Queen Elizabeth. So now what? Well, guess what? They are all going to be replaced, and they number in the billions. CNN is reporting that for almost 70 years, the Queen's image has appeared on the United Kingdom's coins, with different portraits of her profile as she aged. She was featured on the nation's banknotes for more than 60 years, the first British monarch to do so. Her portrait also features on the currency of several countries that were formerly under British rule. Since 1953, 1 year after the Queen took the throne, UK coins have borne five different versions of her portrait. She appeared on the country's banknotes starting in 1960. But now, the Bank of England, which prints the country's banknotes, and the Royal Mint, which makes its coins, face the sizable task of withdrawing that currency from circulation and replacing it with money bearing the portrait of King Charles III. The new money is likely to be introduced gradually and coexist as legal tender with the old notes and coins for a period of time. It is a massive undertaking, but so many people have asked, and we thought you might like to know. Well, how about that? Wall Street has ended with an upbeat week and broken a cycle of several weeks where the markets turned south. Also on Friday, oil shot up, closing at just over $86 a barrel. Those stock prices? I'll have those for you in just a bit. Here, you would think that something that's been around for a couple hundred years would be out of favor in today's modern business climate. However, the railroads continue to play a massive part in our overall U.S. economy. And that is why this story is concerning. CNN is reporting that the looming possibility of a strike by unions representing more than 90,000 workers at the nation's freight railroads has businesses nationwide worried. The unions are poised to go on strike on September 16, a move that could bring nearly 30% of the nation's freight to a grinding halt, according to data from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. It's about the last thing the U.S. economy needs as it struggles to get over several years of supply chain issues. A prolonged strike could mean empty shelves in stores, temporary closures at factories that don't have the parts that they need to operate, and higher prices due to the limited availability of various consumer goods. The unions and the National Railway Labor Conference, which represents management at the negotiating table, met with federal mediators and U.S. Secretary Martin Walsh on Wednesday to see if they could move closer to an agreement. The union has said there was no progress. The freight railroads have generally thrived during the pandemic, so a key dispute is not over pay, but rather the rules controlling worker scheduling. Many of the engineers and conductors who make up the two-person crews on each train have to be on call to report to work 7 days a week. It all prevents them from making their own plans, deprives them of time with their families, and creates a high turnover rate. So this is something to watch come September 16. Add yet another economist to the growing list of individuals who are saying the height of the inflation days are behind us. On Friday, Schroeder of North America economist Ron Insana told CNBC that looking at all the inflation data, he sees prices starting to come down and come down quickly. He believes the numbers from the upcoming Consumer Price Index, or CPI, will fall dramatically based on how quickly fuel costs have come down. Now, while there are some areas of concern, some in rents and food prices are starting to moderate. And Insana says that all of the metrics point to inflation reduction and that the Fed should hold off on any further rate hikes. Those consumer price index numbers? Well, we'll know more about that on Tuesday. On the other side of the coin, so to speak, Americans have lost over 20% of their wealth over the past year. MarketWatch is reporting that U.S. households' real wealth plunged at a record of 20.9% annual rate to $143 trillion in the second quarter of the year, with modest gains in home values offset by high inflation and a big sell-off in the stock market. Now, wealth is defined as the value of all assets owned by U.S. residents, like stock market holdings, homes, and bank accounts, minus the value of their liabilities. Think debt. While that headline may make you wince, know that much of all of what we're reporting is cyclical. Should inflation come down, as predicted, and the markets rebound, well, two words, everything changes. Well, it seems that Americans have had enough with guns, or so says Smith & Wesson. CNBC is reporting that the company's shares took a beating following the Smith & Wesson report that indicated gun sales has stalled as the demand for guns has fallen to pre-pandemic levels. In a report, the company said, quote, "The industry experienced our first normal summer slowdown in 3 years. Additionally, manufacturer orders were artificially depressed as the company's partners sold through their existing inventories," end quote. Demand for guns had surged in late 2021 and earlier this year due to the pandemic and societal civil unrest related to police killings of unarmed black people and the presidential election. Back in March, Smith & Wesson stock was selling at $18.08 a share. On Friday, the price was $12.58 a share. Speaking of stocks finished higher on Friday, rising for a third straight day while also recording a gain for the week after three weekly losses. The S&P 500 rose by 61 points to 4067, while the Dow climbed 377 points to 32151. The NASDAQ advanced 250 points to 12112. The indexes posted weekly gains of 3.7, 2.7, and 3.1%, according to Dow Jones market data. Analysts describe the equity market's advance as a technical bounce off of oversold levels, while the dollar retreating from a 20-year high helped buoy sentiment. And finally, there is this. The world has been riveted during the past 36 hours over the death of Queen Elizabeth. King Charles III made his first address to the British nation on Thursday, a day after the death of his mother. In a televised speech from Buckingham Palace, King Charles, 73 years old, thanked his mother for, quote, "the love and devotion," end quote, that she had shown his family, the UK, and the Commonwealth. Reflecting on the vow Elizabeth made on her 21st birthday in 1947 to dedicate her life to the service of her peoples, Charles said, quote, "That promise of lifelong service I renew to you all today," end quote. We did watch the speech in our offices, and the new king was not only convincing, but also filled with a sense of gratitude, and to not only his family, but also the people who have shown an outpouring of encouragement, mixed with so much global sadness. Charles automatically became king following the death of his mother. Britain is now in a period of mourning that will be observed until 7 days after the Queen's funeral. The date of the funeral, which will take place at Westminster Abbey, has yet to be announced. Tributes to the Queen have been pouring in from world leaders and public figures for days. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. A reminder that we will be back on the air on Sunday, noon Central, with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all those folks and for KXEL, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.